Instagram is one of the most popular social media platforms among girls and young women. Is it a harmless mobile app that is used for sharing photos, or is it a place to seek validation online? Erin Kenny is a local Instagram influencer and knows all about doing it for the gram.
I think that an influencer is just someone who puts out content that the people want to see.
Online lifestyles often seem glamorous, but they can be just the opposite for a person's mental health or body image. Kayla Hollett is completing her master's in experimental psychology and is a workshop coordinator for the I Love Me campaign, teaching young girls about self-love, social media use, and other issues that target them today.
When people get on, and particularly young girls, get on, say, Instagram or Visco, they're looking at pictures of other girls, and a lot of times they'll follow accounts that have models or celebrities, and these pictures are edited and not really representative of what we look like on a day-to-day basis.
Body-altering apps are becoming increasingly popular. With a quick and easy download, they allow a person to change almost any feature. Kenny says while it's not her thing, there's no shame in using them.
I mean, to each their own. It's definitely not something that I personally like, but I mean, whatever makes you the most confident, that's all what, to me, that's what it's all about.
While the pressure of meeting certain beauty standards isn't new, Hollett says social media takes this pressure to another level.
I think over time it has definitely gotten worse because I feel like the pressure to look good on social media has increased.
While it's fun to use these online platforms, it's important to remember not everything you see is realistic, and having these expectations will cause more harm than good. For Kicker News, I'm Chantel Murren.